Welcome to another episode of Tech Talk Today. I'm your host, and today we're diving into the exciting world of API documentation with a focus on a tool called Swag. If you're a developer working with Go, or just curious about how software APIs can be documented seamlessly, you've come to the right place. So let's get started, shall we? Picture this. You're knee-deep in developing a complex web application, and suddenly you realize you need to document your API. Where do you even begin? You know you want to make it clear and organized, but it can feel like a monumental task. This is where Swag comes into play. Swag is a tool that converts your Go annotations into Swagger Documentation 2.0. Okay, pause for a second. For those who might not be familiar, Swagger is a powerful framework used for documenting APIs in a way that's easy to read and understand, even for those who aren't deep into coding. What are the main features of Swag? Well, it's designed to be user-friendly, which means you can integrate it with popular Go web frameworks like Jin and Echo without tearing your hair out. Imagine being able to automatically generate documentation just by adding comments to your code. How cool is that? Here's how it works. To kick things off, you simply need to install Swag using a straightforward command line entry. And if the terminal isn't your best friend, there are options to use Docker or grab a precompiled binary. Super accessible, right? Once installed, you can initiate the creation of documentation by running swaginit in your project directory. This magic command will parse your comments and generate the necessary files, all without breaking a sweat. But here's a key tip. Make sure your comments are well structured. You might be thinking, okay, but how do I format these comments? Let's break it down. Think of your comments as signage along a trail, a well-marked path that guides developers who will use your API in the future. The general structure is intuitive and declarative. You annotate your code with metadata like the API's title, version, description, or even the routes. For instance, in your main.go file, you would include annotations like go, title, API title, at version 1.0, at description, brief description of my API. This makes it super clear what your API does. And once you run swaginit, voila, you have documentation generated. Imagine a new developer onboarding onto a project. Instead of deciphering cryptic comments and scattered documentation, they simply access the generated Swagger UI, which visually represents all the available endpoints and functionalities. This not only saves time, but also enhances understanding, definitely a win-win. But it doesn't stop there. Swag also allows you to define security protocols, error responses, and even sample data right in your comments. For example, you can define basic authentication with just a few lines. This is how you enable your users to understand not just how to interact with your API, but also handle their data securely. Now, let's talk about something fun. How do you handle multiple path parameters? Well, you just annotate them. Let's say you want to define an endpoint that takes both a group ID and a user ID. Here's how you can handle that in your annotation. go/param/group_id_path_int_true_group_id@param_user_id_path_int_true_user_id. This simple addition becomes essential when building out a robust API that needs to handle multiple resources efficiently. Before we wrap up, I want to ask you this. How have you experienced API documentation in your projects? Is it a breeze, or is it often a misunderstood nightmare? I'd love to hear about your experiences. In conclusion, Swag offers a streamlined, systematic approach to API documentation in the Go programming environment. It not only saves you time, but also enhances the clarity and accessibility of your API for other developers.